Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Yushalmi Daf Nun, and we are on Memtes on a base. Lavona, a couple lines up from the bottom of the daf. So remember, we're talking about when somebody wants to be no Dave something to the base of Migdash. What is the minimum that they have to bring? If somebody says, I want to bring eitzim, we said the minimum is two logs, unless somebody says eitz, so maybe one. And the next one was lavona. Lavona, you can't bring less than a kometz. A kometz under the three fingers of the kohen, that is the amount of kometz. A yuma and a ritva on yuma. Vinishdibit says the right towards the bottom. Now, so Namarka, what's the source for kometz? So Namar Khan Azkara, Venamar Lahalan Azkara. Because we have Xera Shava. What's the Khan and Lahalon? Different pshat them on the page. We'll go with the Karbona Eda's pshat. Namar Khan, it says by the Lavona of the Lechem Apanim. What are the Lechem Apanim? The breads were only allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim once the Lavona, the two little cups of frankincense, were offered and were burned. And then the Kohanim were able to eat it. So just like by the Lechem Apanim, it uses the Lashon of Askara. V'nasada al maracha levona zaka v'yisa lechem la askara. It's just like by the Lechem Apanim, it says Askara. V'nevar lahalan Askara, and it says lahalan. By a regular mincha, that it says that how much is nikmats, that a Kohen sticks his hand in, v'kamats misham malei kumso, misalto misham not. Ready, takes, I'm reading from the Karbona Eda, the Pasuk. So just like the Lechem Apanim, it says Askara, so to by a regular carbon mincha, it says Askara. And Ma Askara Ha'amur Lahalan, and now we flip them, right? Just like the Askara that it says over there, by a regular carbon mincha, the amount of flour that is burned is the kometz, right? The Kohen sticks his right hand in, and he takes that. So Afkan Mole Kometz, so too by the Lechem Apanim, the Lavona amount is going to be a kometz, even though we're comparing soles and kometz, but because it says askara, so just like by a regular carbon mincha, the flour that is burned is the amount in the three fingers, so to the, by the Lechem Apanim, the only thing that is burned is the Lavona. There is no kmitza done by the Lechem Apanim. So too there, that's where it is, that's where we learn that the Lavona is a kometz, and then we extend that so too, right, if they add this in, so too the Karbona Eda adds in, by a stam nedava, the stam nedava of a lavona is also going to be the size of a kometz. Says the Gemara, ima, skipping the next two words, ima lahalan shnei kmasim, if by the lechem apanim though, you did give two kmatzim, right, so kometz per this column of breads. There's really two kmatzim that are given by the Lechem Apanim. So why don't we say Avkan Shnei Kmatzim? So by every Lavona that is given as a Nedava, you should say you need two Kmatzim. If the original source is Lechem Apanim, so why don't we say that you need two? So Gemara says, no, Amar Rebbe La, it's clear from the following halacha that each of the two Kmatzim by Lechem Apanim are really separate entities. And therefore, we're only going to compare it to one. Amar Rebbe La, Klum lamdu lekometz elami lechem apanim. Are you trying to learn it from lechem apanim? And that's why you're suggesting even to have two. Malahalan kometz achaser pasul. If one of the kmatzim is chaser, it's a little less than a kometz, then it's going to be pasul. And we don't say that, well, if the other kometz is a little bit extra and this was a chaser, they could combine with each other. So malahalan kometz achaser pasul, just like over there by lechem apanim, one missing is pasul. We don't say it's mashlim with the other one. Afkan kometz achaser pasul. So to here we say we would say kometz achaser pasul, meaning if it's just one kometz missing some, it will be pasul. But each one, you see from there that they are independent of each other. Good. One more line. Amr Reb Yosa milsa derebi ila amra. The fact that Rabbi Ila says this, that what we just said, that every kometz is independent. And the source, what was our source? We learned from the Lavona, we learned from the, like kind of a combination, from the Lechem Apanim and from a regular Karban Mincha. So says the Gemara, Milsad Rabbi Ila Amra, HaMisnadev, we're going to switch that word to Lavona, HaMisnadev Lavona, Mevia, Bekomso Shal Kohen Gadol. What does that mean? So again, we if somebody's misadiv lavona, so we're trying to figure out how much one brings. But by a regular carbon mincha, how much kometz is burned in order for the rest, the shirayim, to be able to be eaten? It depends on the size of the kohen, right? However big his fingers are, if he has big fingers, then the kometz is going to be bigger. If he has smaller fingers, it's going to be smaller. It all depends on the size of the kohen. It's very subjective. Here, kohen gadol does not mean the kohen gadol. It means a large kohen, a kohen with big fingers. So says the Gemara. So if the source, or at least part of the source of being misnadev lavona, it's going to be a kometz, is from a carbon mincha. So by a regular carbon mincha, it's you go by the large fingers. So whenever you misnadev lavona, you should go by the fingers of the largest kohen of the mishmar of that day. Right, because that you're being a lavona has to do with everybody, all the kohanim of that day. So you should pick the one with the largest fingers of that day. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to go that far. That's what Rabbi Yosa holds. Rabbi Chizkiya, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, he argues, afilu v'kometz b'habayalim. No, you could even go by the kometz b'habayalim. Meaning you don't have to say the kometz is not dafka connected. It is connected somewhat to all the kohanim of the mishmar, but it also the b'habayalim also have a say. Whenever the Bialim bring a carbon to the base of Migdash, they get to choose which Kohen is going to be able to do this, do the Avoda. They're allowed to choose. So because the Bialim are also involved, so that's why you could, you don't have to go by the size of the fingers of the Kohen. Right? And therefore, because the Bialim can be the ones that are involved too. You look at the, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. We haven't done, again, as we've said, we haven't done Rav Chaim Kanievsky as much in this Masechta because there are other achronim, mainly the Tikkun Chavitin that has the classic pirush. So afilu b'kometz b'ayalim, he says here, d'lo yafina misham ela ikar din haktara b'kamashu kometz. You'll learn from a regular karban mincha the ikar din of how much you have to do kemitza with. And how much you have to be nodev, and that's kemitza. V'kiva de lavona ena tzricha kemitza's kohen. After all, the lavona, you don't have to do kemitza. You just burn the whole thing when you're nodev in. So you shouldn't really have to be, be worried about the size of the Kohen's fingers. And therefore, makrivik moshi, you just bring it as is. In a tzrichel b'kometz b'ayalim. Right? All you need is the kometz of the b'ayalim. B'ayalim want to bring a certain amount. Their kometz, that would be enough. Because after all, again, there's no, the avoda of the kemitza is not done here. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, the issue here is, part of it is, do you go by the kometz of the kohanim or the bialim? Do the bialim play a role? The bialim play a role here? We say, yeah, here the bialim, you can go by the kometz of the bialim because they play a role because there's no kemitza done, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. There is an interesting, I don't know if we've mentioned this recently, related to the bialim's role in a karban and the kohen's role. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has an entire sefer called Gvura Shmonim. Gvura Shmonim, 80 answers to one question. He also has another sefer called Ayin Panama Torah, but he has a question, and it's not one of the questions of why is Hanukkah 8 days and not 7 days, right? With that, we have many answers for. But the question is, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Yossi, who the Gemara quotes in Zvachim Adaf Mem Zayin, that not only could a Kohen be Mefagel a Karban, but the bialim can be mefagel. If the bialim think of pigol, they could also ruin the karban through their machshava. Doesn't have to be just the, it's not only the kohen. So the question is, im kain, hari kol sota, haisi yichola lefagel minchasa v'shuv lo tuvdok. Right? Every sota should be able to be mefageles her karban. Right? Because she'll think pigol, when she's bringing the karban, that'll passle the karban, and therefore the whole process of sota would never work. So that's his kasha. That's his kasha. Why, if we, according to the Manda Amar, Bailam Afaglim, the Buzzer Reb Shimon, so how does a carbon sota ever work? Right? She'll just take pigol, and she won't tell anybody, according to this, as we've discussed in the past, or she'll say it quietly, according to Tosfos, and then the carbon will never work. So, 80 answers to that question. What does this do with us? The Kohanim's responsibility and the Bailam's. This is a sheet that says the Bailam play a central role in terms of Antomach Shava. So he has a couple, maybe to mention just a couple of his answers, not all 80. So he quotes, Vinir Eliyahu, it's amazing. When he came up with answer number 63, it wasn't enough. He had to come up with a few more. So Vinir Eliyahu, he says, the Gemara says in Zvachim Kuf Yudalin, Dekachim Chashivi Dover She'enu Shelo Afilu Lagabi Bailim. The Gamha Bailim Einu Cholom Ma'asram B'muksa V'nevad. Right, except for Kachi Kalam Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He's the only one. Right, but other than, it's basically Kachi Kalam Rikose Kachim. Kachi Kachim, Bailam would not be able to be Mufagel. And a mincha, a carbon of a sota is a mincha, which is Kachi Kachim. And therefore, it would not apply in that case, unless we say maybe Adam Osud Ever Shinu Shalom, even if you do a Maisa, but here he didn't do a Maisa, so therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. A. Or he says, Od Yesh Lomar, and again, all of these are very creative. Maybe even Rabbi Zerab Shimon that says Bailam Afaglim is only if during Shechita. Only during Shechita. Because that's the Avoda that's Ksheira Bizar. And that's the only one that's Shayach to the Bailam. Vitzorach Lomar, Tahad the Bailam Afaglim and Adafka Bishchita. The Shechita Bizar Ksheira. Vachova Shechita, Vachola Karbonas ala Bailam. Afilu kishashochei akohen havigamki rak shliach habaylim. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel. V'lachein kivan deshluchasam kamoso misyacheses hamaisa labaylim. V'chashuv sheshachtu habaylim atzman. And therefore they could answer it through the maisa and machshav of Adam. But a mincha has no shrita. Right? The whole avod of a mincha has to be done by a kohen. Can't be done by the isha. The gamak mitzah psula bizar. V'en akohen shliach habaylim. B'shum avod neshaba, demi ikamidi, da'anat lo matzil lemevad, v'chulu. V'chid shapar lo sha'aklal, b'ayil mefailim, only by animals. Doesn't apply by a carbon mincha. What else? There are so many here. May I just read one more? a little bit later on, he says, how much should we read? Maybe I'll read towards some of the ones towards the end, if I could skip to the end a little bit. And get unbelievable just reading these going through. If you didn't have enough, he says maybe this carbon peulas biru. We know the carbon of a sota is there to be mevarer, not to be mechaper. It's mevarer what exactly happened, right? That's language of mefarshim. Im kain peulas biru ha'avon mevarer im zinsa ha'sota olo. She knows what happened. So who is it being mavara for? For everybody else. Right, the sota doesn't need this carbon. And if she already was over. She's not the real Bailam. Because not really accomplishing anything for her. It's just for her husband. Right? She knows exactly, right, whether she did it or not. So therefore, it's not connected. She is not the real Bailam. And then, she's not the one that could have pickle. This is number 80. And he says at the end, v'zeh pashut, v'kar of la'emes v'siyata d'shmaya. That's what he says at number 80. He says, I like that pshat. I mean, I guess he didn't like the first 79 until he got to the last one. Okay, one other ha'ara related to kemitza, and that is that the Gemara in Yuma asked an interesting question related to kemitza. So we know the halacha of kemitza, it has to be exactly the amount. You can't be missing it. It's be just so before. If your komets chaser, then it's a problem. But the Gemara asks, you know, what happens if we're speaking about big kohanim? What if a kohen has really fat fingers and some gets stuck in between his fingers? The komets is underneath the three fingers. What about if it's stuck between the fingers? Is that called part of the kemitza or not? That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asked that in Yuma. Bavli mem zayinim abeis boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah ben Abin ben habenayim shel male kumso mahu. What's halacha ben habenayim? Right, Rashi anichras ben hoetz baos mahu kometzain o shirayim heim. So what's the halacha there? So the Gemara says Amar of Papa de gavai loti boy lecha devade kometzu. Under the three fingers is for sure part of the komets. De broy loti boy lecha devade shirayim hu. Right, outside the three fingers, on the outside of his fingers, that's for sure not part of the komets. Kitiboy lecha de beni beni. What about in between? That's the question. My. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan answers. We're ready? What's the answer Rabbi Yochanan gives? Hadar Pashta Yoshua ben Oza. He asked the question and he answered it. He said, Benam Binayim, Suffolk Nenu. That's the Gemara's answer. What is it? The answer is, it's a Suffolk. So ask Tosfos, ask the other we showed him. What kind of question and answer is this? The question was that it's a Suffolk. And the answer is, it's a Suffolk. Right? What was the answer? The Tosfos says, oh, we know for sure now it's unanswered. Right? That's the answer. Right? We know it's unanswered. Says the Ritva, no. Ritva there. In Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin, Rav Soloveitchik loved this Ritva. Right? Says the Ritva there, what is the answer? We thought it was only the Hava. The question was that it's a suffix. We have no idea what the halacha is. And the answer is, it's that it's a din suffix. It's suffix betores vadai. Meaning what? It means, I'll read you his lashon. Vigal meida, kibet the suffix, kamar dahave, my pshitusa, hacha, the afshadachi kamar. Bidim and I'm suffix, lefishu nidon kipnim ukibachutz. It has some elements of in and some elements of out. It's a din vadai suffix. It's not just you don't know. You know for sure that it has elements of in and out. Like, and then he quotes this line, kisuffik ben ashmashus, sheyesh bo min hayom min alayla. Like, ben ashmashus, what's ben ashmashus? You're not sure if it's day or night? No, you know for sure it's both. You know for sure it has elements of both. It's a din suffik betaras vadai. Right, that's his lashon. So this ritva is megala on ben hashmashos. Hachanami yishpo mi befinim yishpo mi bachutz uke komets v'shirayim amuravim biyachad. What's inside? It's a problem. It's because it has element of komets, but not komets. So it's going to ruin your. If it's a part of the komets, then it makes the rest of the komets chaser. If it's not there, but that's this ritva in Yuma Mem Zayin Mabez. The answer is that it's a suffik b'toras vadai, not suffik b'toras suffik. And he compares it to Beit HaShmashos. That's an important ritva. Yuma Memzayin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Zahav. Zahav, the next one on the list. Zahav lo yifchas b'dinar zahav. If somebody says, I want to donate gold, then he can't give less than a dinar zahav, a gold coin, a dinar of zahav. Amar Rav Elazar, v'hu shehizkir tzura. So this only applies if he mentions a coin. If he mentions, I want to give a gold coin, then he has to give a golden dinar. Avalam lo hiskir tzura. If he doesn't mention any coin, maybe just gold, the raw material. If he just mentions gold, maybe afilu tzinora, that he could even bring a tiny little fork that itself has chashivas. That itself has chashivas. A little tiny kli might have chashivas, even if it is less than the worth of a pruta. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. There's a Rashba. We know some halachas in halacha require a minimum pruta, right? For for bezdin sitting. What if there's a machlokas between two parties for less than a pruta? So the Mishnah says, sure, bezdin doesn't, you can't call bezdin for less than a pruta. Right? Kedushin, obviously. Shavapruta. Right? There are different halachas that require a pruta. What if it's a kli that has usage, and the usage is valuable, but it's worth it? What if you have a needle? A Q-tip. What if you have a Q-tip? Could you use a Q-tip? It's probably worth less than a pruta. Could you be Makadish, a woman with a Q-tip? Right? Would that work? So the Rashba says, yes, possibly. Because once something is usable, that even if objectively it's less than the pruta, it's still valuable enough to have chashivas in halacha. The Rashba in Shuas Lamates, the Efshar Lomar, the Kalkli Kivon Shu Roy Lomalachto, since it's roy for its usage, chashiv hu kipruta. It's chashiv like a pruta. The Yeser mi pruta, maybe even more than a pruta. The Yosher Lava Dayanim, and the Dayanim would sit and hear a case about a kli. The Efshar. It's interesting, he says that, and then he adds, he says, that's Efshar, and then he says, an Efshar al-Gabi Efshar. He says, and maybe even Kedushin. So it's clear that that's another step. He says, maybe it's good enough for Yeshivas Badayanim, and then he says, and maybe, sounds like even if you say that's good, you might not say that it's good by Kedushin. Maybe Kedushin has a different standard. The Efshar, the Filu Le'inyin Kedushin came. Like could use for chalipin. The efshar the kinyan mishum kesefu, or you might say no, it's mishum kesef, and therefore it needs to be a pruta. So that's the Rashba's possibility that maybe a kli is valued if it's worth less than a pruta. And this is against, at least by Kiddushin, it's against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Beferish, you cannot use a Q-tip. You cannot use a kli that's worth less than a pruta. The Rambam here, in Kiddushin, in Ishus, in Dalad Yates, we haven't done a Rambam Hilchos Ishus in a long time. Dalad Yates, the Rambam says, I'm a Kaddish Bishop Pachos Bipruta, Eina Mekudeshes. If a man gets married, let's say pruta, doesn't marriage doesn't work. Kitcha ba'ochel o bikli v'chayotzei bo sheshav apakas bipruta. He says beferish. Somebody uses food or a kli worth less than a shav apruta. Harei zubu kudeshes bisafik v'tzricha get me safik. Why? What do you mean? If it's so good, it's so good. Maybe it's worth a pruta in the next town. If you know it's not worth a pruta anywhere, then for sure it's no good. But if he says here shema davar zeh shav apruta b'makam acher. But fundamentally, the Rambam clearly says that if it's not worth a pruta for sure, so that it's not going to be worth. Just what's written in this halacha of the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Ishus issue, but just to mention it, right, he said food or kli. If it's worth a pruta here, then it's Mekudeshes Vadai. If it's not, that is Mekudeshes Safik. Because maybe it's worth a pruta in the next town. What if I know it's going to be worth a pruta in the next town, but it's perishable? And by the time I get to the next town, it's not going to be around anymore. So that's the Rambam's Yirali. Yirali is always, the Rambam saying this based on his own conviction, not based on sources. Yirali, Shem Kidesh Betashal Abayarak, She'eno Miskayim V'chayotzei Bohem, Imloha Yashav Pruta Boso Amakom, Eina Mekudeshes Klal. Then the Rambam says, it does not matter what it's worth in the next town. By the time it gets to the next town, it's not about inherently, objectively, it has value because on the other side of the world, it's valuable. It's got to get there. Shari davar zeh eina magil l'makom acher ad sheyipaseid v'yei aved v'lo yeshev aklum v'davar shel tam hu zeh v'roy lismoch alav. Very verbose for the Rambam to say such a thing. He says, I think this is the halacha. Then he says, I think it makes sense and you should rely on it. What's the Rambam saying that for? Obviously, he knows there's another svara out there. What's the other svara? If it's worth a pruta in the next town, then even if it ever gets there, it's valuable. And therefore, you can use it for kiddushin. It doesn't have to actually get there. You can use it here. But the Rambam says not. Rambam says, Davar shel tam hu zeh. Davar shel tam hu zeh. And then the Magen Mishnah says, V'zeh svaras Rabbeinu b'tam nachon, V'kasav alaf haramban, V'dvarim nirim u'miskablim. V'yesh chokim, says the Magen Mishnah. And there are those that argue. Says the, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes a Maharik, Tafshe v'tafshe lo yorak she'ena yochal agil l'machav ha'yoker b'shum tzad, aval te'ena, what if you dry it out? If you have a fig that would go bad, but if you dry it out, afilu lacha, become akom yochal liyapshe b'chamo l'agil l'machav ha'yoker v'sham she'ver pruta. Unbelievable, all these chilukim. A fig, says the Kesef Mishnah, if you take it right now as is, it won't last. Perishable. But because you would be able to dry it, and then it wouldn't be perishable, and you could bring it there, so that even now that it's not perishable, it still has the value, and therefore you can be kaddish with it. Got to think about all of these shitas, but it's all in dal yotes in Ishus. But it all starts off with a kli, even pachos mi shavapruta machlokes rashba rambam bechulu, but that's what Argamar here talks about, that if you don't mention coin, so then you could use even a little tiny little gold fork. Okay. Shisha l'nedava. Next. So the next six, we had a whole list of the 13 shofars. Seven of them we already went through, and the last six were for nedava. Why six? Why six? If they're all for nedavas, or for the olas nedava, so why need six? So, chizki, amar keneged shisha bati avos, keneged the six bati avos. We know the mishmaros that worked every week in the Beis HaMikdash, they were split up into six. There are some sources that say seven, but let's say six, because that's what our Gersa is. Six Bati Avos, meaning everybody worked on Shabbos. But the rest of the Mishmaros, everybody worked a different day of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the groups that came, they split up. They worked 6 days of the week, and sometimes they were busier days than others. Right? If there were busier days, then they didn't have to take out extra money from these chests to use for, what were these chests used for? For Olas, the Dava, whatever the Mizbeach was, Batel. So they didn't have to take so much. And the Kohanim get the hides of the skins. They get the hides of the Karbanos, of the Olas. So, you know, it could sometimes cause problems with, you got more, you got less, you had a busier day, a less busy day. So, you know what? We're gonna put it into six different, shofaros. And whatever's here, you know, we're not gonna, not going to put it all to one big pile, which would cause more machlokas. So the Mefarshim explained how putting it into six separate ones, one for each day of the week, that could prevent strife. Bar Pidaya Omer Keneged Sheish Behemos. No, there are six types of animals that can be brought for the Olas Tadava. Par Ve'egel V'seir Ayel V'gdivet Tlet. Right? Those are the six mentioned. And the Karban Eda says, this is going like the sheet of Rebbe, who says that if you promise to bring a smaller carbon and you bring a bigger carbon, you're not Yotzei. You have to bring exactly the one that you said you are going to bring. And therefore, you have to know exactly. If you promise to bring a Gdi, if you promise to bring a Seir, you got to put it into the right pot so the Kohanim know which ones to give. Shmuel Amar, number three, Keneged Sheish Karbanos. Shmuel says it's Keneged six Karbanos whose leftovers go to Ola, whose Mosar goes to Ola. And what are they? We had this earlier when we spoke about Mosar. Kine Zavim v'Kine Zavos, that's one. The leftover of the Kinim, of the sets of birds of the Zav and the Zava. Kine Yoldos Chataos v'Ashamos HaMinchus. The leftover, if somebody designates some money for a Chatas, then there's leftover money. Not for specific, we said before, Mosar Chatas is also Olach, Ashamos HaMinchus. Asiris Hoifa. Right, the Asir Soifa, also from the Kohen Gadol, the leftover of all of these, in some way, in shape or form, goes to Ola, and therefore, it is, they have their own separate car, chauffeurs. Amar, Biochanan, Adesha, Nadava, Meruba, Ribolo Shavar Sarbi. Biochanan says just general, because the more coins you have piled on top of another, the more that they might, become, old and rusty and rotted. So that's why you don't want to put too many in one pot, one chauffeur. Because then towards the bottom, those will never get used. And so you spread them out into six so that they can all be used and they won't have too much on the, won't have too many on top and they won't be mitapesh. What do you mitapesh? No, let's just continue. I want to make a comment about the Kohen Gadol, about the, Asir Soifa, but first let's continue. Once we spoke about in the Mishnah about Yehoyada, right, we had his drasha. Yehoyada made the drasha about Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. We spoke about Yehoyada and Yehosheva being an amazing couple in Sefer Malachim. They saved Malchus Beis David because they got little baby Yoash and they kept him in the Kodesh Kodashim for 6 years until he got old enough to be the king. So we'll quote something else. During his time, they redid the Beis HaMikdash, and they fixed it up. Ukachalosam eviu lefnei amelach the Yehoyada. They brought in front of the king and Yehoyada. Eshar akesav yevaseo kelim lebeis Hashem kli sharis. They brought in money and they made new kelim. They made new kelim for the Beis HaMikdash. But the problem is that there are two psukim. One pasuk talks about a chest that they collected into that was next to the Mizbeach, and one was outside the Azara. So that's an implicit steer that we're trying to answer. So Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan Amar Shtei Nedavos Asa. There were really two collections, and there were two chests. One was inside, one was outside. There were two. And L'chora says the Karban Eda in the last line, Mistama l'shnei minim Nedavos Asa Osan. They must have made it for two types of Nedavos. Number one, Tani debay Rabbi Shmuel. No, Nedava Achas. It was one chest. He says it was in two places. So it says it was outside the other pasuk. So how can two psukim, two different chests? Rav Chuna mipnei hatameim. No, it was inside, but then they said, oh, what, but the Tameh people, certain Tameh people can't go further in, like a Tameh Mei, so they put it outside so that the Tameh people could also give their money. Or maybe they had a very long chest, that some of it was inside and some of it was outside. Different ways to understand this line. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yosef, because after all, you have to say that there was one, there was two. Because some say that they were used for the clay shares, and some weren't. Al shem ach lo ye'ase beis Hashem sipos kesef, min sipos kesef lo ye'ase beis Hashem. Right, the kind, it wasn't used for klisharis. But the other part says it was used for klisharis. That's why the Gemara says, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yosef says it had to be two different chests because it had two different items that were bought. Just to end with one other ha'ara, and that is, I don't know if we mentioned this recently, if not, we'll mention it again. I don't think so, but the Aseris Eifa is the carbon that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Minchas Chinuch is very excited by something that one of his Talmidim told him. One of his Talmidim told him. Oh, I remember where I mentioned this. In a different shir. The Gemara, the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol spent most of his day in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he would go out for a little bit, take a rest. But the Rambam says that his house should be in Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol's house should be, and nobody knows where the Rambam got this from. Where does it say that? Why does he have to live in Yerushalayim? He works in Yerushalayim. Why does this have to be in Yerushalayim? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes one of his Talmidim, and he says, I was so excited about this Vard, I wrote it on the side of my Rambam. He writes this in Kuf Lamed Vav. V'shamadi zebi Talmidai sheyichyeh, v'kasavti kein al gilyon abarambam sheli. He's very excited. Why? There's a halacha of lina, of sleeping over. Whenever you bring a karban, you're not allowed to like leave that day. You have to sleep over. You have to sleep over and then go the next morning. So the Kohen Gadol has to bring a karban every day. Right? He has to bring the mincha, the Asir Soefa, as we have. So if he has to bring the Asir Soefa every day, we had a machlokas before, remember, about Asir Soefa of the Kohen Gadol. Is it only of the Minchas Chote? We had a machlokas about what Asir Soefa meant, but I'm going with the pshat that it meant of the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol has to bring a carpet every day. So every day he's lina. That's why he can't leave Yerushalayim. That's his suggestion. He was very excited about that. Kivin Kohen Gadol Yemakrev Mincha B'chol Yom Hayatan Lina B'Yerushalayim Al Kein Hayatzarech HaKohen Gadol Ladur B'Yerushalayim Ki Hayatzarech Lina V'Zeh Emes Ubar. The Mikdash David, one of the other Achronim, says a different shot of the Rambam. He says, no, the Kohen Gadol, as we know, is Makrev Onein. No matter what happens, the Kohen Gadol does the Avoda, even if a relative dies. Why? Because the Gemara has a Lashon that the Kohen Gadol is like always in its state of Regel. It's always like a yantif. It's always like a yantif. And there's a different din of lina. The Ritva notes in Rosh Hashanah that there are two dinim of lina. One about the karban, like we just said, and one about yantif. Right? Everybody cannot, from a lila regel, everybody wants to get out fast and beat the traffic. You can't go after yantif. You have to wait till the next day. There's a din of yantif, lina for Klal Yisrael. They have to ufanis of a boker v'alaktala olecha the next morning. So the Mikdash David says that the Rambam is based on the other halacha of lina. Not the din of karban, right, which is number one, but the idea of yantif, because it's like yantif every day for the Kohen Gadol, and therefore he would have to sleep over. There's a lot more by Asir Soefa, but we'll call it here by the Shem. We'll continue next time with the seventh perek of Meseches Shkalim.